Tecumseh's Curse on this moment of Indiana history. Abraham Lincoln, William McKinley, John Kennedy. A quick scan of U.S. presidential history reveals an eerie reoccurrence. From 1840 through 1960, every president elected in a year ending in zero has died in the office. The pattern has been termed Tecumseh's Curse, or the Curse of Tippecanoe. Tippecanoe was a Native American stronghold near present-day Lafayette, settled by Shawnee Indians led by two brothers, Tecumseh and Tenskwatawa, or the Prophet. Unnerved by the growing Indian Confederation, the governor of the Indiana Territory, William Henry Harrison, made gestures of negotiation, all the while preparing a militia. The ensuing Battle of Tippecanoe, November 7, 1811, decimated the village and scattered the native population. The Prophet went into hiding, but not before allegedly placing a curse upon Harrison. The Battle of Tippecanoe made a legend out of Harrison, who parlayed his reputation into a successful bid for the presidency. Inaugurated March 4, 1840, Harrison caught pneumonia and died 1 month later. In 1931, Ripley's Believe It or Not called attention to the 20-year presidential mortality trend, and anxieties mounted as President Roosevelt sought his third term in 1940. FDR's, then JFK's, death only served to reinforce the superstition. Having survived a 1981 assassination attempt, Ronald Reagan is credited with having broken Tecumseh's curse. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Support comes from the Indiana Historical Society, presenting Holidays in the Heartland at the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana History Center. Nostalgic winter scenes and hands-on activities now through January 3rd open to the public. Details at indianahistory.org.